Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Dalet, Chapter 54. No longer focused on the nations of the world and their perspective, as in the last chapter, here the Navi speaks directly to the Jewish people and Jerusalem, describing the joy of their redemption and his everlasting love for them. Rani Akara Lo Yalada, sing out, O barren one, who bore no child. Pitzri Rina Vitzahali Lo Chala, break into glad song and be jubilant, you who did not travail. Ki rabim bnei shomema mi bnei beula, amar Hashem. Because the children of the desolate will outnumber the children of the inhabited one, says Hashem. Jerusalem is here compared to a barren woman because she has been without her children for so long. But the time will come when her inhabitants will outnumber the inhabitants of the great cities in which her children have been in exile. Harchivi mekom ahalech v'yirios mishkanosayach yatu. Enlarge the site of your tent, extend the curtains of your dwelling. Al tachsochi, do not hold back. Harichi mesarayach v'yisedosayach hazeki. Lengthen the ropes and drive the pegs firm. Hashem tells Jerusalem to get herself ready for their return. Ki aminus molti frotzi, for you shall spread out to the right and the left. V'zareich goyim yirash, your offspring shall dispossess nations. Va'arim nishamos yoshivu, and they will inhabit desolate cities. The nation will overflow and will need to inhabit places that were formerly empty. Al tiri ki lo sivoshi, fear not, you shall not be shamed. Va'al tikalmi ki lo sachpiri, do not cringe because you will not be disgraced. During both temple periods, there was not absolute peace. There were oppressive nations that did try to occupy the land and were sometimes successful. Hashem tells us here that this time will be different. Once the land becomes yours, you will not be embarrassed in defeat. Kivoshes alumayich tishkachi, for you shall forget the reproach of your youth. You will also not feel the embarrassment you felt in exile, both because of the servitude itself and the sins that brought you there. Vicharpas almanosayich lo tizkri od, and remember no more the shame of your widowhood. In exile, the Jewish people were shamed, both for not having a ruler, which is referred to as widowhood, and also shamed for the suffering that results from not having one to defend her. But when the redemption comes, verse 5, Kivo alayich osayich, for your master is your maker, Hashem Tzifakos Shemo. His name is the Lord of hosts. He is not only your master, but the master of all. V'goalech kadosh Yisrael elokei kol haaretz yikarei. The Holy One of Israel will redeem you. He is called God of all the earth. The humiliation will end because he who is in control of the whole world will be our ruler. Not only will he be able to redeem us so that we will no longer be embarrassed, but everyone will recognize him at that time. For like a wife that has been forsaken and saddened, Hashem calls you. Can one reject the wife of his youth? Asks Hashem. Which obviously raises the question, but you did. We've been in exile for thousands of years. To which Hashem responds in verse 7, Berega katon azavtich, for a brief moment I left you, uverachamim gedolim akabseich, but with vast mercy I will gather you in. Even though thousands of years of exile are not a brief moment, they will be insignificant compared with the great mercy with which Hashem gathers us in. B'shetzef ketzef histarti panai rega mimich. In slight anger, for a moment, I hid my face from you. U'v'chesed olam richamtich amar goalech Hashem. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy, says Hashem, your Redeemer. Here we see the concept of hester panim, Hashem hiding his face. This is a reference to times when Hashem's omnipotence is not readily observable. He pulls back his influence in order that we be forced to find him. Under these circumstances, evil and negative values become pervasive, which leads to destruction and suffering. This is the opposite of what we are promised at the end of days, with the revelation of Hashem and his power and dominion. Verses 7 and 8 present the same point, that the love and mercy shown at the end of days will completely overshadow the suffering and distance even of thousands of years of exile. Sometimes the maintenance of a relationship demands distance in order to survive. But when the love and commitment is there, the distance is only a means. And then when reunion is finally possible, it is so much stronger than the distance that it erases the pain and distance before it. verses 9 and 10 address a question that is not verbalized here, but is in other places in the prophets. And that is, even if Hashem does bring us back, how do we know that there will not be another exile afterward? In verse 9, Hashem answers this question, Ki me Noach zosli, for this to me is like the waters of Noah. Od al ha'aretz asher nishpate me'avor me'noach, as I swore that the waters of Noach would never again cover the earth, as we see in Genesis chapter 9. Ke nishpate mikzof alayich u'migar bach, so too I swear that I will not be angry or rebuke you anymore. Just like earlier in the chapter, we see a difference between the first two temple periods and the ultimate redemption. We need not worry that there could be another exile, because Hashem swore, as he never swore with the first two temples, that once we return to our land, completely, independent and sovereign, we will never leave. And Hashem contrasts this promise with even the most sturdy, immovable aspects of physicality, like hills and mountains. He says that even if those mountains move and those hills are shaken, his kindness will never move from us. His promise to bring us back permanently is permanent. The chapter continues and describes the rebuilding of Tzion in the most ornate, beautiful ways, that there will be gems used as building stones and foundations of sapphires, windows coated with rubies and gates of precious stones. All these are metaphors for greatness and wealth and honor. But the greatest promise is found in verse 13, V'chol banayich limudei Hashem, and all your children will be disciples of Hashem, V'rav shalom banayich, and there will be peace amongst your children. This verse is expounded upon in Brachos 64a. The sages tell us to read the word banayich, al tikra banayich ela bonayich. Do not read the word as your children, rather your builders. If you read it this way, the verse will read, all your builders are disciples of Hashem, and there will be great peace among them. According to the Talmud, the verse is coming to teach us that it is the Torah scholars that build the world and bring peace. As we have seen all along in the book of Yeshayahu, and even in this chapter in verse 10, it is not the physical that builds and brings permanence. It is the spiritual. The Torah scholars strengthen the spiritual basis of the world, and therefore its physical existence as well. The concept of spiritual fortitude building the world is echoed in the rest of the chapter. As we see in verse 14, Bitzdaka tikonani rachaki meoshek. Establish yourselves through righteousness, keep away from oppression. Ki lo sirai, because you need not fear it. Mim chisa lo sikra vilayich. And from devastation, for it will not come near you. We need only follow the ways of Hashem, and we will have nothing to fear, because no one can defeat us without his consent. Whoever does try to oppose us will be stopped. Hine anochi barasi charash, nofeach be'esh pecham, umotzi chli lemasehu. It is I who created the smith who blows the charcoal fire and takes out the tools for his work. Va'anochi barasi mashchis lechabel, and it is I who created the instruments of destruction. I created them. Do not fear those who seem to hold the tools of carnage in their hands. Ko kli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach. No weapon formed against you shall succeed. V'chol lashon takum itach lamishpat tarshii. And every tongue that contends with you, you will expose as evil. This last promise is a special promise for the time of redemption, even though it seems mundane. In exile, we are incapable of convincing others of the truth of our beliefs, no matter how true they are. This last section tells us that when we return to Jerusalem, all we will need to build the city is good deeds and upright behavior. We will not have to worry about the deception and aggression of others. It is irrelevant to us, because those are only tools that are in Hashem's hands, and he will not allow them to harm us. We build the city through spirituality and good deeds. Zos nachalas avdei Hashem. Such is the lot of the servants of Hashem. V'tzidkasa me'iti nu'um Hashem. And their righteousness is from me. So says Hashem. The people of Israel have the privilege of building the world at its core, through the soul and spirituality that give it real life and existence, upon which the physical world is based. At the time of redemption, this will be clear to us all. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.